you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting you right in the ear holes from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 4 p.m. here in God's country, and a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, with whomever, and, you know, if you got a dog or cat with you, what the hell? Listen to us at work. Crank the volume.
Oh, yes.
Fuck everyone. And then crank the volume, and then clear out your stuff. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, slinging E-turds at the right, big, giant, white, flabby targets that they be.
Oh, yes.
Not difficult to hit, actually. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and, you know, what do we do? Do we just give up? I mean, there's...
Fuck these assholes!
That's the mounted liberals approaching.
Oh, yes.
with all their bling.
Oh, yes. In all holes, fuck Trump and all the fucking dickheads that work for him in his administration. But moreover, fuck all you fucking fellow Americans that voted for him. Fuck you. I'm done with you. You're disgusting. You racist. Yeah, don't ever get on my lawn.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
What a garbage person.
Maybe he meant to say, I feel like a 10-year-old supermodel, which is right, apparently.
I'd like to have a 10-year-old supermodel. That's probably what he meant to say. Yeah.
Get him before the hair does.
He's a pervy fuckface, and he's our president.
Like I said, we're going to be here cussing and swearing and hopefully laughing a little bit. And for the next couple of hours, tweet us during the show live if you're so want at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool, fun people hang out and opine and shit. And don't forget, if you want to help us out here, we don't hit your ear holes with any advertisements, really, except for our Amazon hole, which if you crawl through it, whatever you buy, we get a little taste of, and it doesn't cost you anything, just helps us out here. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, bookmark it as Amazon, and every time you go, a couple shekels get thrown our way whenever you buy something. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here. Jeff Bezos.
Oh, yes.
Helps out screaming liberal media.
Hello, oligarch.
Apparently the richest dude in the world, right? Now, didn't he just pass the Mexican guy? His name.
Some guy. Jorge Slim Alou Slimbo.
Oh, Slim. Carlos Slim.
Right.
Yeah.
Jorge Alou. I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Moises Alou's unfamous brother.
Oh, the baseball player Moises Alou. Man, damn. Don Baylor died today.
So did Glenn Campbell.
Oh my God.
That makes me that one actually kind of makes me sad. That was
not Don Baylor.
My dad was a big Glenn Campbell fan.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of sad.
Right.
I know he had Alzheimer's, which is horrific.
That
so,
sucks.
Yeah.
God, somebody figure out Alzheimer's and AIDS. Okay. Enough of the boner pills and the hair transplant pills. Who gives a shit? We got too many white guys with hard-ons as we
But only for the rich white people. I'm not paying for your anti-Alzheimer's medicine.
You know,
I mean, that's what they want to say.
Right. Fuckers. It's fucked up. It's fucked up.
Already worked up.
They're assholes.
Like I said, tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, yeah. And we're the takers, by the way. We're the fucking takers.
Well, we ain't getting anything.
They're taking
what are we getting?
Medicine and healthcare from people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're getting the shaft, baby.
Shaft,
and
baby.
And we're white. Oh, man. Yeah, everybody's getting all kinds of fucking shaft out there these days. And did you see that for some fucking reason? For what'd you say, for Grindr?
It's Grindr, yeah. Sorry, I forgot
to plug
something
in. Follow
the
crabs on Grindr at Crab Diving.
Catch the crabs on Grindr.
Catch the crabs. You probably already have. Some Chinese guy, some billionaire, is getting the rights to some pharmaceutical drug that is going to cure liver cancer or some bullshit like that. We're giving that guy, that some fucking company, the rights to that, so they're the only ones that can fucking produce it.
Well, I'm sure they'll keep it really low and affordable for everyone.
God. Do you guys want the pitchforks to come the fuck out, or what do you want? What do they want?
It's International Cat Day also.
Is it really? No. Oh, sorry, Kate. Jeez.
Also trending hashtag Rhinestone Cowboy.
No shit.
There you go, Glenn Campbell, RIP.
And Don Baylor, RIP, former MVP.
It was yesterday, wasn't it?
81, yeah.
He
won a batting title, and he coached the Cubs through a couple of shitty...
He did.
Through a couple of shitty fucking seasons. As
well,
did many people.
Yeah, I was going to say, take a number.
As did most.
Glenn Campbell, hell of a guitar player.
Really. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Underreported.
You know,
not
there's
really,
somewhere,
but...
there's a shitter in New Mexico, in the middle of nowhere, total dump. No pun intended. There's a picture of Glenn Campbell on the women's restroom door. You remember that? Somewhere in the middle of fucking New Mexico, somewhere.
Oh, like at one of the
truck stops
driving
cross
country?
For some reason, there's a picture of Glenn Campbell on the women's restroom door. Why? Why?
I kind of don't remember that exactly, but...
I remember.
There's some horrific places to stop.
Oh, my fucking God.
Mostly...
the western part of the country.
The worst bathroom... Was it a place in Alabama? I know you'll be shocked.
Shocker.
To learn. the one where I felt like I needed a hazmat suit to go
right in,
take a piss.
Oh, my God. There's some bad bathrooms in the South, man. I used a public restroom in Panama City. God, I invited my family to go to the shittiest comedy show ever. And the bathroom, it was just... How do you have half of a bathroom underwater? It's disconcerting.
It's global warming.
Oh, and I can order food at this fucking place.
Oh,
oh my God, dude.
Really?
Oh, it's so fucking horrible. It's like...
The employees have to wash their hands and feet before going back to work?
You know, I don't mind doing comedy at shitholes. I know we're doing a new show. I don't mind doing comedy at shitholes. I'm fine with that. It's fine. I just don't want people to know I do it at shitholes. At least my family.
It's going down the tubers.
Yeah. I don't know that anything was going down the tubers, though, there. It's just kind of sad.
It seems like it was a little blocked. Tubers seemed blocked up. Let's see what's going on in the headlines. Let's be all fair and balanced and shit.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Deep!
I went bunker. Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, August 8th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. I'm sorry, I jumped, though. I fucked it up.
God damn it. Hey, we need that orchestra to go back to one.
Can we rewind, please?
Guys, quit typing. You gotta do it again. Stop it!
Could you do it with more,
Kate, I want to get new typers. These guys that are typing. Yeah, do it again.
Julian Assange is a Hillary butt plug.
That really didn't last very long. Little fight.
No, not at all.
Alex Jones went right back to Julian flating.
Oh yeah, he's a big fan now.
Oh yeah, well they're pro Trump,
right?
They're not as obviously pro Trump, but they're pretty anti Hillary,
right?
And pretty anti lamestream media.
Hey man, shit. Go ahead. I was just gonna say, is Alex Jones gonna be sad when World War III starts and we're all nuked to death? Is he gonna give a fuck?
Well, who's gonna buy his dick pills?
Oh, that's right, Alex. Colloidal silver right up your ass.
Now, Jim Baker, on the other hand.
Yes. Oh God.
He's made a killing.
I'm gonna be stabbing people for that powdered soup of his that he sells.
You know, I saw this the headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Hey, fate.
I saw this shortly before the show. And I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me, because earlier Donald Trump had tweeted, he's our president, you know. In case you're waking up from a coma, I apologize for now killing you and putting you back into a coma or whatever.
Right.
The first thing you hear is the first thing you're hearing out of a coma is our show. Then you're at a really interesting facility, or your relatives hate you or something.
Fuck you.
Yeah, so all the shit with North Korea, 10 hours ago, he tweeted, after many years of failure, countries are coming together to finally address the dangers posed by North Korea. We must be tough and decisive. Which is crazy, but it ain't like, oh my God, Kim's going to press the button crazy. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't seem enough to directly provoke more bullshit from them, from the North Koreans. But now, did he say it or did he tweet it? Well, the headline at the HuffPo, Trump, I guess he gave an address. Trump threatens North Korea with, quote, fire and fury.
Oh, yes. Jeez. Gosh, that is, God damn.
But what's funny is there was a pundit earlier who
that's terrifying,
who said,
dude,
you know, if that tweet that he had is all he says, first of all, he shouldn't be tweeting. But if that's the only thing he says, then, you know, no real damage done. And then here we are, we get him speaking apparently. And this report is just going to make things worse. Kim isn't going to preemptively bomb anybody. He wants to stay the poobah of that shitty country, which he's the fault. The reason it's shitty and his horrible family.
Yes.
But he wants to just remain. He wants to stay where he is. And he's not going to preemptively nuke somebody unless someone provokes him to. And that's what Schittler is fucking doing when he opens his tiny little duck face.
His duck face.
Donald Trump threatened North Korea, promising, quote, fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Right. God, that's insane.
Where did this come from? Is this let me see if this is a... I know he's got I know he's got some sort of an address.
Yes. Fire evening. And fury. God damn, that is so...
Make any more threats to the United States. North Korea, best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Oh, brother.
He has been very threatening beyond a normal statement. And as I said, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, that's not helpful.
No, not at all.
At all? Holy.
God damn.
Fucking shit.
Do you remember how creepy it was when
He's
got to
be removed.
all those guys, the Axis of Evil. Remember that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And a lot of people said, well,
that was a big deal.
Why do that?
Right.
What's the purpose in that? What does that get us?
Why poke all the bears?
What does this do? I mean, the one good thing, if we want to call it a good thing, is what you say. That Kim Jong-un wants to be Kim Jong-un, and he wants to be in power. So, I mean, does a war against the rest of the planet serve that for him?
On Monday, North Korea issued a similar threat to the U.S. Quote, Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said in a statement, quote, should the U.S. pounce upon the DPRK, Democratic People's Republic of Korea, that's when dummies always talk about socialism and they say Russia was socialist. It's like, well, they weren't really, because they were kind of, there was still ruling classes and there were still rich people, and there was still, it was more of an oligarchy or a tyranny, a dictatorship. Whenever they say that, they're like, but they had socialists in their name, and the Nazis were socialists too.
Fuck you!
They were the National Socialist Party, see? It's like, no,
oh my
Pookie.
God.
Look up, read what socialism is, you fuck.
Right.
Yeah. Open a book, you
that's
asshole.
So fucking
But that's the argument is the Nazis were as socialist as the Democratic People's Republic of Korea is a democratic republic. Didn't we talk about the fact that the last, quote, election, unquote, Kim Jong-un received 100% of the vote with 100% turnout?
That's crazy.
Yeah, Ryan, that's amazing.
That is so fucked up.
Not one person voted for, like, Donald Duck.
I tell you what, Donald Trump is jealous of that shit. He'd be I'd love to run an election like Kim Jong-un or Putin.
Well, remember when he talked about Putin's approval ratings? His approval ratings are in the 80s.
Ooh.
Well, right. Because if you say you hate him, you end up with two in the back of the head in front of the Kremlin, like that one opposition leader.
Right. God.
And he was walking in front of the Kremlin.
Fucking scary
at night,
is this
near
shit,
the Kremlin.
Man.
And boom, boom.
Terrifying.
I think he actually took five in the back.
Oh, man.
Something like that. But of course, Putin had nothing to do with it whatsoever. They said, should the U.S. pounce upon the DPRK with military force at last, the DPRK is ready to teach the U.S. a severe lesson with its strategic nuclear force.
Oh, my God. A severe lesson. Jeez.
But you notice they say, should they pounce on us with military force? So,
pounce.
You know, it's saber rattling. But if you look at what he said.
Why do we need that?
He's like, if you come at us, we're going to nuke you. Which
fire
is not crazy.
And furious.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That ain't. I mean, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
There were a couple of people on telly who were saying, you know, there's this characterization of Kim as a lunatic, and he ain't. He's not. I mean, it's very strategic for the ends that he wants to achieve. He's a horrible dictator and evil and a sadist and a murderer and a genocider of his own people.
A genocider.
But he ain't crazy, stupid, and reckless, I don't think. All this shit that he does, he seems to do in response to something the Orange Man Baby fucking says or tweets, or one of his minions.
Yeah. God, how depressing. I mean, it really is. I mean, all this stuff is ridiculous and crazy, but, you know, is Schindler, is he just putting on a show for a distraction? Is he just saying something to grab headlines? It's not, you know.
Yes and no.
My kids are treasonous.
I don't think it's that. I don't know. If he does, it's Bannon somehow telling him, go out and be strong, or, you know, threaten him or whatever. But I just think he's a lunatic. I think before Bannon, he rode down a fucking escalator and said Mexicans are rapists. They're not sending their best.
Oh, my God.
Rapists.
Yeah. How nice.
Some of them I assume are good people.
This gives like, does he want to usher in the end of the fucking world? I mean, God damn, Trump, I know you hate Obamacare, but to repeal it, you don't need to blow up the earth.
Even the drudgies have it as a headline, though, you know, it's probably more jerk off material for them. Trump vows fire and fury is the headline and leads over to a Wall Street Journal. Look at Drudge throwing a headline link to Uncle Rupert Murdoch over at the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, wonderful.
Alex Jones, we've talked about him. I actually semi-watched, listened to his show, his live show on Sunday. You know, Alex is a hardworking guy, right? And he works on Sundays. It was live streaming. I ran across it on YouTube. I was looking at something else.
He looks like he fucking loves it.
And it said Alex Jones live stream. In fact, I was playing a clip from the show, from our show, or looking for a clip. And it said on the sidebar, Alex Jones streaming live now. So I was like, well, fuck yeah. I ended up listening for like an hour. And half of it is ads of his ridiculous bullshit.
And he brags about the ads. He'll brag about the quality of the ads. He'll be like, look at these professional ads you got on my site here.
And he took the John Oliver 20-minute hit piece upon him about his ridiculous supplements and everything, edited it down, and cut out all the bad things John Oliver said. So John Oliver was like, Alex Jones sells a huge line of... Alex Jones sends a huge line... of nutraceuticals and
nutraceuticals
and then he would cut when John Oliver would say something like he sells a huge line of nutraceuticals that he fleeces people over by selling something for $40 a bottle that can get generically for $3,
or you can buy it on fucking Paltrow's thing, the goopy.
Oh yeah.
It's the same shit,
pussy,
man.
Pussy rocks, right?
Right. Those jade rocks, the jade eggs that go inside your vagina. Or you can get a steamer if you want to burn your genitals.
Well, I wonder if they sell the package.
Oh, you can get
both?
Because
you should probably steam that shit before you stuff a rock up there, right?
You know, like how you get a printer?
Or after? Maybe?
You might need to steam it to remove the rock. You know, you can buy like a printer with a fax machine, a copier, and a scanner. Same deal. Multifunctional.
Holy shit. So there you go. Those are your headlines. Same headline both places. Trump is trying to start World War III to distract from Russia. I don't know that it's a conscious. It's really tough with him because one would think, yeah, he's going to try to start World War III to distract from Russia and to raise his approval ratings after.
Right.
I think it's kind of not even alleged, but the false flag operation that Uncle Nipples did. Was it Chechnya, where there was a alleged terrorist attack, and he went and brought in the nipply hammer?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
the nipple hammer?
And took over, because Chechnya was talking about maybe bailing on nuzzling from under his moobs.
Nuzzle my moobs!
And he, I think it's pretty accepted now that the evidence ended up pointing kind of back to people that were funded by him. So it was a false flag. He blew up something in Chechnya, killed people, pretended it was terrorists so that he could swoop in when shortly before an election when his approval rating weren't great and he didn't have full control yet over everything.
Yes.
This is earlier on. Guess what happened after that? He swooped in, and his approval rating at home soared because look at the big Russian strongman take over Chechnya.
Fuck you, boy.
And that's what's terrifying about here.
Right.
Because even that evil fuckwad moron George W. Bush.
You are a fuckwad.
His ratings were through the roof after 9/11, right?
Oh, yeah. That's fucking nuts. I mean.
Could have read that memo. A little earlier.
Damn, I mean, but this is reckless, or it's reckless. He is reckless.
Yeah, and again, it's hard.
Fire and what did he say?
Is it fury? Is it,
God.
Is it
what a dick.
Planned distraction, or is it just Trump being just a dumb fuck spouting off his bullshit? That's the kind of shit he would say at a rally, right?
Could it be both? I mean, could they say, no, I don't know. Could one of his toadies have said, hey, why don't you fucking get a little aggressive with North Korea today? And, you know, but surely if that was the case, they would actually write him something to specifically say. I don't know if he's somebody that you're like, hey, just say whatever you want, you know, unless you're Bannon. How depressing, dude. That's fucked
up. That's a big bummer.
Glad I moved out of fucking L.A., right? You glad? You know, not that you're going to get hit by anything.
I just saw a story
China's
yesterday.
China's shooting off a bunch of fucking rockets today, too, out in the ocean somewhere.
I saw a story yesterday that the hurricane, they're predicting Florida 60% chance of getting hit by a good hurricane this season.
Oh, a good one. 60. That's not bad.
Category 3, they say.
Oh, that's not. That sucks.
Or above.
Or above. Okay. I'll take a category 3. I mean, because you can.
I don't know.
It's not so bad. Category 4 and category 5.
When do you have to leave?
Category 3.
Oh, really?
You gotta leave for a hurricane. I mean, you know.
Even a 2?
I don't know.
Little pussy,
I mean,
2. Even
you
your
see
little
where the
60 mile an hour wind.
Is, I mean,
what?
We're on the bay.
Well, yeah.
But we're.
Well, I don't mind leaving because, fuck, when we've had a couple of really good rains here, three days ago, the street was closed.
Yeah,
out in front,
it's
so.
It's better to stay. I mean, you know, actually, you're supposed to leave for hurricanes. Don't say that. But when it's a big pain in the ass. You got to pack up all your shit and blah, 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 blah.
You have to board the windows and everything?
Yeah.
What a pain in the balls.
You don't want your roof to pop off because of physics or some shit like that.
You need to get those.
That's why our neighbor has all her windows boarded up. She didn't want to do it every
she
time.
She probably never
hurricane.
Undid them from the last
yeah. like, fuck
hurricane.
This.
She's an older lady. She's like, fuck it.
Right.
There's a lot of other shit going on.
Yay.
This is a story
yes.
that I was also going to talk about yesterday and then went off into just a general fuck the one percenters rant.
I'm a laze.
But this is one of those stories again. So what the hell? Sharpen up the E pitchforks. But it's kind of a, I don't know, a good story in a little way. It's one of those good news question mark ones. This is out of the San Francisco Chronicle, and then Ross
Fuck
Story.
You.
Ross Story reran it. Yeah. San Jose,
okay,
California,
right? That's Silicon Valley.
Yeah, rich people.
Yeah,
gentrified, and then the really rich people gentrified out the gentrifiers.
Oh yeah,
all the regular. Middle class people who came in and kicked out all the poor people. Then now Dunn got kicked out by all the really upper scale, high wage earners.
What a nice society in which we live.
But then the cost of living is so much there that you can make six figures and still live paycheck to paycheck.
You can live in your fucking right. car. There are people. I read some stories. Oh, people there making $100,000 a year living in vans. There's not even a river.
Right, because housing is
yeah.
ridiculous. And
why
that's
live
coming
there?
From Los Angeles, which was
why
fucking
live
crazy.
There? Oh yeah, it's a lot more expensive than Los Angeles, which is shocking. I mean, I don't know, man. How much is like a 2-bedroom apartment was like $3,500 or something like that?
Yeah, crazy.
Fuck that. I mean, that's crazy. inflatable house. That's what I would get if I lived there.
There's a fancy street. In
yes.
an exclusive San Francisco neighborhood.
Fuck you.
And somehow, Presidio Terrace, it's called, was bought. The whole street was purchased.
Yes.
By a couple of people a couple of years ago only. At a city-run auction, they were able to buy this, according to the story, incredibly valuable private way. So it's a private street
yes.
to a fancy or that a fancy neighborhood lives
yes.
upon.
They sold their street.
But the homeowners association repeatedly failed to pay their property tax bill on it. So San Francisco put it up for auction.
Oh my God.
And sold it, and these two people bought it for $90,000.
What do you do with it?
A couple of years ago.
What the fuck do you do with it?
But get this. This rich people, the Neighborhood Homeowners Association, guess what the bill was? The property tax bill for the street. $14 a year.
Fuck me.
They never paid.
Why didn't they just...
They never responded, apparently, to... I'm assuming they didn't respond to repeated requests to pay your fucking $14 and your back taxes. And then your $28.
You're right.
And then your $42.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're adding in... That's good adding that you're doing in your head.
Thank
right
you.
There.
Thank you.
Wow.
They're a couple, Tina Lam and Michael Chang.
Hello.
They've been quiet about their plans.
Yes.
What they wanted to do with the street until recently they revealed that they are now considering charging money for residents to park. Or they want to open it up for outsiders to rent parking spots on the street in the neighborhood.
Oh,
they're losing their minds. The rich people are losing their minds.
Imagine how much those houses are, and all of a sudden they can't park in their own fucking street. They gotta pay. That's amazing.
Presidio Terrace owner.
Yes.
They didn't name.
Yeah.
So I was shocked.
Oh my God.
To learn this could happen. I'm deeply troubled that anyone would choose to take advantage of the situation.
Oh my God.
To buy our street and our sidewalks.
Yeah.
Oh, where are the pearls for me to clutch?
Oh yes, you're silver clipped.
I feel so sorry for those rich people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't know that was a possible. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, I didn't know you could purchase private streets and shit.
There's somebody on the street out there that...
That's very libertarian. That means they're paying their own... They're paying their own everything.
They probably have
to pay extra taxes for cops and shit, maybe. I don't know.
Well, that happens. I know that happens in Northern California because all these... some neighborhoods in different places, like in Oakland, that are gentrifying, and people are moving into these neighborhoods in Oakland that are a little, you know, whatever, rougher, whatever that means, and these homeowners are banding together to buy their own little security force to protect their block.
Great.
Doesn't that sound fucked up?
Yeah.
It's
going back to feudalism.
Are we in Afghanistan? I mean... Part of me thinks it's probably white people moving into Oakland thinking, oh my God, how are we going to live here? Look at it. There's people that aren't white here. Oh shit. You know, you don't need a fucking army. Just don't be a dickhead.
Oh no.
What
Leave
the, fuck?
The girl alone.
Who is this?
Video shows Malia Obama being carted out of Lollapalooza in Chicago.
Oh man.
Oh no. I remember some Bush girls doing some underage drinking. So
and driving, I believe, allegedly, right? Didn't they drive around drunk all the fucking time?
God, leave her alone.
Malia, you know, listen.
Leave them alone.
Carrying her out of there. She probably had a good time. What shit Poor bands Malia. Are playing Lollapalooza right now, I wonder? Probably somebody crappy.
God, I can't wait for that. I'm sure it's going to be on... I'm shocked that wasn't the headline on Drudge.
Alex Jones is going to lose his fucking mind.
Malia! With her two fathers.
Yeah, right. Oh, God. Every once in a while, I forget.
There's a theory.
Alex Jones thinks Michelle Obama is a guy.
I thought at one point he even mentioned that they had figured out whose kids they really were or something like that.
They're not even their kids? Well, obviously, if Michelle has a wang.
She's got a wanger,
yeah. Dionne Warwick, right?
I think... That ship sailed.
That's
like 30
what friends
years ago.
Are
she's,
for.
She's 80.
Oh, yeah. Just as likely, Michelle Obama doesn't have a dick.
Poor Malia.
Yeah, that blows. Leave her alone.
Leave
she's
Malia
a kid.
Alone.
How old is she?
19.
Yeah, that's what 19-year-olds do. They go to concerts, they get dumb and fucked up and drunk and whatever.
And I'm all for... Either lowering the drinking age to 18 or raising the going to get killed for your country age to 21.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Dang. Hey, Barack, if you happen to be listening to Crab Diving Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, you can download any of the episodes on iTunes and Stitcher or go to crabdiving.com. Don't give Malia any shit for this because it wouldn't be fair. Because normal kid's not going to get photographed leaving a place drunk.
I don't know if it's changed. You know what I mean? Since the last time I was in Italy, but I don't remember there being a drinking age in Italy. I remember the first time I went to a restaurant and it was somebody's 13th birthday and half of them were drinking beer or wine and nobody cared. Right. And, but it's not an issue. Like
Italy's not a hellscape because of that.
Well, there's other reasons in parts of Italy are a hellscape.
But I'm right, though. Barack can't get mad at Malia for this. He can't. Not for drinking underage and none of this shit because you aren't supposed to know about it. It's not gonna, fucking fair.
He's a dad still, and it is Malia. Illegal if she was drunk.
Does this sound like Barack Obama? Hey, Malia. Hey, Malia.
No, don't.
Hey, Malia.
Don't.
Well, you know, I mean.
I also have, I would normally save this for Faithless Friday. Download our Faithless Friday shows. Download every show at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Oh, yes.
But this is plucked right out of the headlines, especially yesterday's headline, where we talked about the Fox, quote, news, unquote, host. One of the poster children for angry white privileged fuckery, Eric Bolling, who has been suspended from the Fox for allegedly sending dick pics or texting dick pics to at least three women or three different people. I think it just said people. I'm assuming it was women. He wasn't like, hey, Steve, hey, Ducey, what do you think of this? Oh my God. I was in the middle of the segment and I looked out at my phone,
oh
Eric.
My God. Hey, fuck you.
This is none other than, was this the last person that we had interviewed Trump on camera? The 700 Club host, Pat Robertson.
Oh my God.
Still alive, allegedly.
Somebody hold a mirror to his mouth to see if what if fog shows
incredible
up.
Incredible fraud.
Piece of shit, man. He's one of these guys that promoted Trump. Yeah, didn't he actually say God made Trump president?
He hints that's the one God wants to win.
So Pat Robertson I'm talking to, would God want to start World War III in fucking Asia? Would God want that? Is Jesus down with that kind of shit?
Here's Pat Robertson talking about the whole, Eric Bolling story.
Fuck you.
As soon as it loads.
Oh, he's talking
about. I want to say something I've been reading about in the press, and, I don't have a lot of first-hand information, so I may.
He didn't send me a dick pic. I never saw it. Are you telling me Pat Robertson doesn't have firsthand info of Eric Bolling's dick?
I got one from penis? Hannity, but I never got one from Bolling.
Oh, my
maybe,
God.
You know, off the wall on it. But think of this. If you wanted to destroy the Fox News, you really wanted to destroy him, what would you do?
I would send dick pics.
Yeah, I would.
I'm going to send dick pics to random women and say, love Eric.
Launch the dick pics.
The women said that it was, one time it was like the only reason she knew it was him is because he had texted her before. And he came up bowling.
Look at my dick. How do we know this is not a false dick, a false flag, a false dick flag?
Well, you would send some salacious material, ostensibly from one of their popular co-hosts or hosts, and you'd send it out and then get it publicized, and then you'd have some woman complain that she had gotten this salacious material from this particular co-host, and then you'd...
So it's some vast left-wing conspiracy sending out cock shots to random women... Or women that apparently know these guys It's a conspiracy to bring down Fox, of all things.
This is bananas.
Just for material from this particular co-host. And then you'd come to Fox, and Fox is so averse to any kind of legal action that they would immediately take the person off the air. So before long, you would have decimated the primetime lineup of all the Fox hosts.
So now he's saying that the reason that Dildo is gone,
yes,
is this vast conspiracy. The $12 million that they paid off to the women before, who are silenced legally, no biggie. But the other women that complained about him that went public afterwards, oh, well, that's all apparently
let me fake. Yeah, okay. So, but Dildo O'Reilly went away because of someone suing him for sexual harassment at Fox, right?
No, the story came out that Fox had paid off a number of women.
Right.
Over 12 million, 11, yes. 12 million total to shut up, to pay it off these lawsuits, these sexual harassment lawsuits.
My
and that there was
God.
With Ailes, after Ailes was caught doing worse and same, I guess, with the sexual harassment, that it was just that culture there.
So, but also, didn't Dildo O'Reilly drag his wife down the stairs or some shit like that?
That was in her...
God damn, Pat.
Her divorce.
Pat Robertson.
They take the person off the air. So before long, you would have decimated the...
Do you think Pat sent his dick pic to somebody and he's trying to cover? Pat's, like, you think he's being...
he's old enough to have sent 10 types.
You think he sent Terry his dick pic?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, my.
Probably didn't need to send Terry that.
Time lineup of all the Fox hosts. Easy to do? Absolutely. Is it being done? Probably.
Probably. And easy to do.
There's a vast conspiracy to bring down Fox News with fake sexual harassment lawsuits that include...
easy to do.
Well, I mean, are one of these Russian media gulags sending dicks to everybody at Fox
just
saying,
hey. Just take a picture of your cock and bring down a TV host.
Oh, yes. I mean, they're sending fake dick pics of other dicks.
Wouldn't work with Maddow.
To people. No, not at all. This is stupid.
The latest attack is against a guy named Eric Bolin, who I think is a straight arrow. He was on this program. He's a dedicated Catholic, goes to Mass every day.
There you go. He's a straight arrow. He's a dedicated Catholic. Goes to church every. Goes to mass
didn't
every
it come
day.
Come out recently that one of the higher ups said the Catholic Church. Something came out that he had abused shit tons of
Australia.
Children.
One of the big poobahs from Australia.
Now that guy probably goes to mass every. Often, I mean, it's his fucking job, and
gets some ass. Did you say every day?
Or? And not such a not such a straight arrow. Straight arrow. He's a straight arrow.
Straight arrow.
He was on this program. He's a dedicated Catholic. Goes to mass every day. Very nice man. They've pulled him off the air because somebody sent some pictures ostensibly over his name. But what they've done is take away one of the most popular hosts in their lineup. And then they got rid of O'Reilly, who was the top getter of audience, the most popular.
Ratings.
It's insane.
I don't know if that's Terry, but she hasn't been on camera yet, but whoever that is trying to help him along.
Ratings. Keep trying.
What?
Insane.
Now it's locking up on me.
Oh, shit.
Twat waddle.
Oh, the thing. God. I mean, what? Is he really that popular, Eric Bolling? I thought he was kind of an ancillary player over there, but now I guess they lost Dildo. And what's up with Hannity?
I don't know if he would be considered one of the
top bananas.
One of the top bananas over there.
He's a top cock. He's a top cock over there at Fox. Well, isn't Hannity involved in some bullshit scandal?
There's a
or
fire
not?
Hannity wave going on right now because of the whole Seth Rich bullshit.
Oh, but yeah. Okay.
He was the one saying that
right.
He kept the fire going, kept the story going, even after Fox News, quote, news retracted it.
That's insane. That's so insane. Fuck him. Fire Hannity. I agree. And what's it matter?
Hashtag Fire Hannity was trending on the Twitter.
It's not like they'd replace him with some progressive person over there at that fucking network anyway.
This isn't loading, but there's not that much left anyway. You heard the fun part, which was, he's a dedicated Catholic. He couldn't have sent no dick pics to anybody.
That's so fucking nuts.
Catholics don't do that.
Oh, yeah, we all know what Catholics do.
Pat Robertson defends Eric Bolling. He's a good guy. He's an old rich white guy like me. He's old rich white privilege.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you.
A bunch of fucking assholes. I've also got a story about... well, this is a poll. This is the latest poll from the CNN, the fake news network, or excuse me, from CNN.
Are they fake news just like the New York Times?
They're one of the big ones, yeah.
And are they failing?
This is was put out yesterday, 8 p.m., that Donald Trump's latest approval rating for them.
Yes.
Is from the it looks like they're doing them every couple of months or so.
Okay.
The last one they took was April 22nd through 25th.
Perfect.
He was at 44% approval, 54% disapproval.
Okay.
And now he has lost 6 points.
No.
And is at 38% approval, and his disapproval has gone up 2 points to 56.
So don't you think this North Korea thing is just trying to look like a big, strong military guy? I mean, you know what I mean?
I guess, yeah. I mean...
God, how disturbing.
The Trumpansies will love it. They're jerking off to that clip.
Do they
Fire and Fury.
You think North Korea is the only one that'll get Fire and Fury? What about South Korea? What about Japan? What about the soldiers in those military bases over there? Dude?
I don't care. Did you see what Blumenthal tweeted about me? I don't care.
And I heard I heard somebody saying that there's no way to it's not like we could launch an airstrike and just take out his nuclear capabilities or all his chemical weapons or whatever the fuck he has over there.
They're mobile, they're hidden, they're buried, you can't. There are several people today talking about it. They all said there is no military option. There is no military option that doesn't include probably Seoul getting barraged.
It's
and 100,000 people dying or something.
This is how I understand it. Maybe I'm wrong, because North Korea has a shit ton of guns just pointed at Seoul, right? Of artillery.
Yes.
And then the moment the shit hits the fan, they'll just start
shelling
them.
And they have nukes.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have the delivery system to send them here yet.
Right.
But they can drive one over to Seoul and set it off. They can put one on a boat.
God.
And send it down. So
what was so shitty about Barack Hussein Obama's policy with North Korea that
he
we needed
was
to change the course?
Black.
Okay. So that makes it worth blowing up Asia. Oh my God. This is absurd.
Approve strongly is another measure that we have talked about. That even though there's still a group of people that somehow inexplicably still approve strongly of what Schittler is doing. In January 31st to February 2nd, they took a 3-day poll.
3 days.
33%
right
approved strongly of Donald Trump.
Who are these people?
A month later, by March, he was down to 30.
Dang.
And now, August 3rd through 6th, he's at
24%.
So even Kellyanne Conway was on the telly. And
Skeck with Barbie.
In a rare moment.
Hello.
Spoke a fact and truth. And
what?
She said his numbers among his base. I wonder if she's getting ready to jump ship or she's hoping she's going to get fired. Because I can't believe she said this on television. She said his numbers among his base.
Yes.
Have gone down just a little. And we need to bring those up.
Oh, man.
But then Trump tweeted yesterday, the numbers have never been stronger. Blah, 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 blah. I wonder if that was in response to her. I wonder
I bet.
If she is put aiming the gun at herself. She wants out. Like that rat
Shit,
has
man.
Smelled Russia or it has smelled the Rico or whatever.
Out of here.
And she's like, I'm going to start saying things that the president doesn't like and make them get rid of me.
You know, the problem with this country.
Speculation.
Yeah, speculation. Here's one of the problems we have out here. I have identified a problem. These people like Kellyanne Conway, these hired fucking political guns that will do and say anything in the name of getting shitheads elected. And all of a sudden, when the party's over, they're like, fuck it. Okay, we lost. So what?
Ha ha, it was just an election.
I got paid every week. My paycheck cleared. Now I'm going to go work for the next shithead.
Right.
What the fuck?
Welcome to politics. God. Especially money in politics.
What a mess. She fucked it all up, and now she gets to leave. She's rich, I imagine. What's she going to do? Dancing with the Stars? You think?
Maybe. I don't know. Spicy's not going to now.
Yeah, come on.
Apparently he went and got a job.
Come on, Spicy, nut up.
By the way, 47% disapprove strongly.
Of Schittler? That's it? That's it!
9% disapprove moderately. So
are they on Xanax? They must be in a fog, some pharmaceutical fucking fog.
Economy, 45% approve.
It's not even his fucking economy. It's Barack Hussein Obama's economy, right?
Yeah.
Am I understanding that?
National security, 48% approve. Healthcare, only 31% approve.
How in the fucking fuck do 48% of the people approve of him for national security when he's sucking Putin's dick? Telling Duterte, hey, here's our submarines. They lost a fucking aircraft carrier somewhere in Asia. It showed up on Twitter.
It's like
that's dead. How they fucking found it.
It's like dead even though 48 to 47.
Who 47, are these idiots?
47% disapprove.
Okay. Damn. Do you approve?
Healthcare policy, 62% disapprove.
Wait, you're not saying where you fall on this poll. What are you for this?
let's see. Disapprove strongly. I don't see anything beyond that, so I'm going to have to put myself in that category.
Kate, do you approve or do you disapprove?
Immigration, 55% disapproval.
Okay.
To 40% approve. Foreign affairs, 61% disapproval.
Please,
35% approval.
What? Are people just on Xanax? Are people on Xanax, these people that love Trump?
Fox News. The Fox Schittler fellation channel. That's all. I saw a story that said even like Fox and Friends now has an audience of one.
Schittler.
They know he's watching, so they're all coquettish. Oh, let's do something positive about the president. I want to do a good story, so he tweets me. I'm wearing my favorite suit today.
How can I? I want to be
Ainsley's
in the Matrix.
Tits look wonderful.
Would you go in the Matrix right now if you could? If somebody's like, hey, sit back in this bed. We'll put some tubes in you. You won't know the difference. You're going to be running around somewhere doing whatever the fuck you want to. You won't be involved in this Schittler crap.
I don't think so.
Come on.
But I know I'm in the Matrix.
You play video games. You like that. Same thing.
but I'm not I'm not living inside of Fallout 4.
No, you
God,
don't know. But you
zombie apocalypse.
I'm not going to live in Fallout 4. I'm going to be, it's I don't know, somewhere
Leisure
cool.
Leisure Suit
Larry. What does that mean?
It's a classic
yes.
series of, how would I describe? They're not even
Leisure Suit Larry.
Yeah, it's their body. The object was to get laid. Larry wanted to get laid.
But I'm in the Matrix.
But
Do
it
I
started
have...
way back in the day, like Atari days.
Oh shit!
They were regular computer games.
Oh, it's pervy. Oh, I've heard of this. It's old pervy computer.
It's old school
games.
Pervy computer games.
Oh God! I just looked at this. Who the fuck wants to see a chick topless in, like, Pitfall technology? You know, 80s Atari game technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all you had.
Your nipple looks like a space invader.
That's all they had back in the day.
Right.
And, like, Playboy and shit.
Oh, jeez.
Magazines. You just have to go to the 7-Eleven and try to sneak by the owner.
Oh, yeah. I want a Playboy.
Or have your friends set fire to something while you...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, allegedly.
Violent.
I never...
Fire and fury.
Shit. It's way that, before my time.
Trump would have done that. He wants to set fire to Asia so people like him more. God, that's fucked up.
How are things going in the country today? Very well, fairly well, pretty badly, or very badly?
Well, are these pollsters, are they white people ringing in? Are they black people?
I think it's a melange.
Are they gay?
9% say very well. Well, good for them.
9%.
44% say fairly well.
9% of the people polled in this think it's going very well.
Yeah, things are going great.
What's their mental capacity? And I'm not trying to be a dickhead. I honestly want to know. Somebody with vision.
It has to be all rich people.
Hearing and speech and the sense of feeling think everything's going well.
It's all rich white people. It's
gotta yes.
be.
For them. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Fairly well, 44%.
Fairly well.
Pretty badly, 30%.
Oh,
and apparently
shit.
15% people of color, yes. and gay people.
Yeah, yeah.
And people and liberals.
Hey, dickheads. Wait. I'm sorry.
15% said very badly.
Very badly, 15%. I don't understand. You know, if you're one of these people that think the country is going very well, you're one of the 9%. What do you say to the 30% of a lot of people that say it's going poorly? I mean, wouldn't you think, geez, whole 30% of this pie here thinks it's going totally shitty, but I think it's perfect. Doesn't that do anything for
right?
you? I mean, you know.
Do you consider the first 6 months, this is from a SSRS
yes.
research poll.
Right.
Do you consider the first 6 months with CNN? Do you consider the first 6 months of the Trump administration to be
yes
a success?
Okay,
a failure?
Too
soon to tell.
It's a fucking failure. It was a failure the day the fuck
or don't
November
know.
11th. It was a fucking failure, dickheads.
Ugh. The latest numbers say it's that
fucking screaming. It doesn't
36% matter. Say success, which is about the same as an approval, right? So that's not a shock.
Kate, take away their Xanax.
59% say Xanax.
That's what they're on. Honestly,
they're on hillbilly heroin.
No. True. Opioids.
A failure.
Yes.
59%. Almost 2 out of 3 people think that this is a failure.
Well,
and we're 6 months in.
Oh, shit.
In comparison.
Yes.
Sorry.
No, it feels more than 6 months.
Decades, it feels
right.
like. Barack Hussein Obama at the same point.
Yes.
6 months.
Right. Kenyon.
51% thought it was going well. Success.
Right. But
only 37% thought it was a failure.
But he founded ISIS, according to Donald Trump.
And 11% thought too soon to tell.
Too soon.
George Bush.
Right.
The W. had his 6 month point in August, a month before September
11th. Yeah. Okay.
56% thought it was a success, 32% a failure.
All right.
So Donald Trump has flipped those numbers.
That's before 9/11.
Biglier, yeah.
Okay.
So there you go.
You know, can't Trump just be like normal GOP presidents and just like go to foreign countries and throw up or faint, choke on a peanut, fall over?
As the most embarrassing thing they do?
Yeah. Or
dance.
Or like
dance somewhere.
Yeah, that's good. Or the best, one of the best is W trying to get out that door, the fake door on the stage somewhere.
More recently, W at the African-American church.
What was that?
Dancing on the stage with holding hands with Michelle Obama.
It was a funeral.
And he was rocking out at the funeral. Yeah. And
somebody died. There was a big state funeral, right?
And Michelle Obama was trying not to laugh.
But you know what was so funny about that, dude? They were singing the battle hymn of the Republic.
That's
of the
it
Republic,
was, wasn't it?
God, one Republic, whatever. And he was marching. He wasn't dancing. He was marching, kind of like you ever see little kids in school when they're in a school play and they're like,
yeah, that's exactly
together.
What it was, right?
And he looked like a 3 year old
marching in time.
Hey, look at that 3 year old over there. A few years ago, he had the launch codes. Lovely.
Bat shittery.
Hello.
It's all just fucking crazy.
It really is. Except this guy's worse, this Trump. Can you imagine 33% or whatever, they think he's doing a good job? He's lighting up Asia, you dickheads.
Yeah, I'll bet we can find some around here.
Doesn't, you know what I don't understand?
I saw a truck with the stars and bars not too long ago go by.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Unfurled in the back.
Hey, fuck you. Doesn't Trump have hotels and properties in Asia and his kids, his stupid fucking dickhead kids, don't they have shit over there? Doesn't Ivanka make all her shit, her garbage sells?
Malaysia, isn't there? Maybe there's a Trump Tower in Malaysia, maybe?
So why the fuck do you want to light it up? Why do you want to have nuclear bombs going off? Why do you want to start war and burn shit? Why you're staring all agape at the computer screen at which you're reading?
Big news.
This just in.
Well, I mean, especially if you listen to this show regularly, one of our...
Is it Bieber?
One of our... one of our favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Lori Baker... From the Jim Baker Show.
Bucky!
And the Jim Baker Show, a former PTL.
Yes.
Ridiculous pastor and theme park owner, right? The PTL?
He had a resort. It was not a theme park.
Like
he had
condos. I thought there was a PTL theme park, like a water slide and shit. Maybe.
Shit, dude, I don't know. I know in the resort that he was selling the condos to, in the middle of it, situated there, was a beautiful lake that you could... you know, navigate your paddle boat around and things
fuck
like
your
that.
Secretary in?
Oh, sure. He doesn't go to that dump. Jim Baker, I bet he never went to those properties.
Heritage USA was the former PTL club theme park.
Oh, my.
Water park
God!
And residential complex built in Fort Mill, South Carolina by Jim and Tammy Faye Baker.
Who wakes up in the morning and says, you know what? Heritage More than anything, USA. I want to fucking build a water park. I'm a man of God. How does that work?
But Jim's back with a herd of old white followers.
Fuck you, boy!
And now he's selling buckets of freeze-dried food.
And after you're done eating that food, you can shit in the bucket. That's what he said on his fucking show. He even said
Not those
said
words,
that.
But yes.
Yeah, that's true.
He said, yay. I took a big shit in one the other day.
Boy. God.
I throw up in them after too many Zannies.
She doesn't know.
Here's Jim Baker with making the news today.
Put me in the Matrix.
As far as this show is concerned, this is big news. This is also over at Right Wing Watch. Jim and I almost said Tammy Faye. Jim and Lori sitting in front of a wall of their new line of staying alive food.
Oh, shit.
Remember?
I got my food. Show choir perform like a live in studio advertisement for the bullshit that they sell, right? Was that what it was?
Yes.
It's insane.
And this is new because it lasts 25 years, is the new selling point for the staying alive food. Here is Jim and Lori Baker. Jim's got a big revelation for us.
Fuck you.
We're nearing some unbelievable time. We're the last days that are the time of trouble.
Oh boy.
And we're here in that time. And America is fighting each other. We're fighting among. We are divided, totally divided. And a country cannot stand that's divided.
Oh, they're color coordinated. They're both wearing like the same color purple for some reason.
What is
Jim's got some purple pimp suit on.
Oh, really?
It looks like.
Hold on, I want to see.
And Lori's rocking the same exact purple color. Look at that shit.
Shit.
He's got a gray, shiny pocket square going on.
He's got a pocket square. Those are satanic.
He's got a pocket square.
Jim, those are satanic, man.
Stand.
It's my Jesus jizz rag.
Listen to him. Listen to him acting.
Divided, totally divided.
Divided.
And a country cannot stand. That's divided. We were in the White House probably when the greatest uproar and
a big shakeup was going on that day, and it was just, you know, really something to be. It's kind of.
How did you feel?
They were in the White House.
Oh my God!
Recently, they were among dozens of evangelical leaders brought to the White House to meet with. I don't know if they met Trump. But they were brought there to meet with members of Trump's administration.
Listen, our country is being led by white crooks. It's true. Jim Baker is a crook. Donald Trump is a crook!
Right. And maybe they were giving each other tips.
Oh, yeah. I thought you'd say hand jobs or something like that.
Well, I don't know. Who knows what goes on in the Oval Office?
Lori. God, was that a whole sentence by Lori, by the way?
Do you want to step in the... This is the hallway where Bill Clinton got the blowjob from that fat chick.
Did they say that on the tour?
Huh?
Did they say that on the White House tour? No. It's the only interesting thing.
That's Trump giving the tour himself.
Oh, yeah. I've christened all the rooms.
Lori, come here. This is the exact spot. You can see the stain on the wall still.
Yay.
I tell you what, you know, fucking Melania hasn't blown Trump in the White House.
No.
Not once!
Fuck no, are you kidding?
Any house.
How did you feel? Could you feel that?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You could say, Jim, what's the difference between...
What's the difference between that?
35...
He's trying...
What the fuck?
The woman, she can't get a full sentence out. He's trying to help her. She usually just sits there and goes, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes.
If you physicalize that conversation, that's like someone helping a very drunk person stumble down the fucking stairs.
You can use your words, Lori.
This might be her best. She is using her words. She's doing the best she can.
Poor Lori. Oh, God. You know, Lori, there's a picture of them in the White House, and Lori is standing next to...
Oh, God damn it.
Standing next to the sister of Franklin Graham. Anne Graham, is that her name? Anne Graham Cuntalily? Something like that. She's...
Anne Graham Cuntalily.
Heinous.
Anna Graham?
Old creature, yeah.
Hey, man.
Anti-gay, you know, the whole nine yards.
Lori looks high as fuck in that picture. I'm sorry. Look at the gigantic grin spattered across her fucking face.
Well, Jim's arm, I can't see his hand, so who knows what's going on. Maybe he's giving her a little goose from behind.
Blech.
A big shakeup was going on that day, and it was just, you know, really something to be... It's kind of...
How did you feel? Could you feel that?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You could say, Jim, what's the difference between 35 years ago when I would go in and out of the White
House? Oh, my God. Let me ask you something. Can he find somebody better to do his fucking show with? She can't even fucking talk. So what?
Well,
so what? I mean, think about it like this.
Maybe they need to drop an Adderall in their coffee to counteract the too many Xannies.
Say your job was to... fucking, I don't know, pilot the space shuttle. And you're like, I'm just going to have my wife do that too. Does she know how to pilot the space shuttle? Fuck no, but she's my wife, so I'm going to give her that job.
Well, yeah.
What business does she have being behind in front of the fucking camera?
That's his MO, is the daffy wife next to him. Tammy Faye was kind of the same deal.
She was better than...
She was much better.
Fucking Lori. I mean, Lori.
More
like,
articulate and could sing. Remember?
No, I don't know.
Tammy Faye could sing.
Oh, shit.
That's
what Lori sounds like.
It's,
I mean, they can't even, he can't do it. It must make Jim Baker fucking insane. Sometimes. You know, you think they ever have shows and he's like, God damn it, Lori. You think one less
in the green
Xanax,
room afterwards? What the fuck?
They have a green room?
I don't know. It's the Jesus room.
Difference between that.
35 years ago when I would go in and out of the White House.
Oh, okay,
it's altogether different.
Okay.
Paula White, of course, was there.
Yes.
He has no idea.
Let me finish a fucking sentence.
Okay.
I can fix Lori.
She has no idea.
I can fix
Lori, we're doing a show.
Lori.
I mean, I kind of agree with you. It's like you could... Lori, a little more input.
Look at the person you're fucking talking to. Try to get an idea. Listen to them. And when it sounds like they're done with what they're fucking saying... Then you talk.
Yeah.
The way you're doing it doesn't work.
Preferably picking up on something you just heard.
This is
painful to listen to me. It's like, it's great, but shit, man.
So he's trying to talk about back in the day, and now there's a picture of Ronald Reagan with... Jerry Falwell standing next to him.
They're blowing each other.
Ron Reagan is signing something and off to the side in the background with a whole bunch of other white guys. I'm assuming these are all preachers and other God botherers. is none other than Jim fucking Baker.
God,
he was in the White House with with Falwell, the moral majority bullshit.
Could you imagine back in the day, had they had smartphones, had they had Grindr, they would have broke the server. Right. That crowd
would go in and out of the White House.
Oh, okay, yes.
It's altogether different.
Okay.
Paula White, of course, was there.
Yes.
In charge of the faith-based
initiative. Yes.
And it was the feeling, though.
Ann Graham Lotz walked in, and there was Ann Graham, and she's been with us here. So Ann Graham Lotz.
There was only about, 20
people? Oh, less than 20. I think there were about 17. Dr. George Woods, the head of the Assemblies of God.
This is going sitting with your grandparents.
It's nuts.
Right? Yes. A lot of people's grandparents. I mean, I would assume. I never had the situation. I've heard.
You're doing a TV show.
I concur. Yeah.
Unreal.
But it really is like trying to listen to your grandparents tell a story.
How mad would you get? I mean, I would never say anything to anyone, but I would keep it bottled up inside. When I did theater, you stepped on one of my fucking lines. Oh my God. I would seethe inside my head, but I wouldn't say anything. If somebody stepped on my fucking lines, man, Jim's a saint. This would make me nuts.
There's only about, 20?
Oh, less than 20. I think there were about 17. Dr. George Woods, the head of the Assemblies of God International.
And Dr. Woods.
Yes.
It makes me want to cry.
Oh, he's good.
What did he say?
Dr. Woods makes me want to cry. And he's starting to tear up, man. Jim's good. He's still got the old oomph.
Oh, man.
Do you think he's Stanislavski or?
You think he's still fucking his secretary?
I think he does the.
Oh, he's method.
Method.
Please.
Animal imagery.
Oh, yeah. He's Uta Hagen, bitch.
I pretend I'm a great ape.
Is he. Is he fucking the secretary? Is he fucking his secretary now?
I don't know. Lori seems fun.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know. I'm just wondering. Is there another Jessica Hahn?
Maybe. Once.
Just saying.
Who knows?
He's got this whole powdered soup empire. He's drunk on dehydrated power and shit.
It's a god, international.
And Dr. Woods.
Yes.
Yes.
It makes me want to cry. Uh-huh. He spoke words for the president.
Yes.
And he spoke words. This man is the head of 86, I think it is, million,
86 million people
yes. over the world.
Oh, right.
My. The head of...
What?
86. I mean, she's repeating everything he said.
Yeah, yes. 86, exactly.
He plainly said 86 million. Why does she need to say 86 million?
Because she's busy cutting up a lot. Yeah, she's grinding and cutting up a line of Xannies to snort.
Yeah. Oh, she's snorting them. I think she's doing a booty bump.
Oh, yeah.
I think it is million.
86 million
people.
Yes.
Over the world.
Right.
The head of the Assemblies of God.
Right.
One of the great...
Assemblies of God are nuts, aren't they?
I mean,
obviously.
Dude, all those places, when you get outside of it's all nuts. Let's be honest. It's all nuts. But when you get outside of Baptist, Methodist, Episcopal, fucking Lutheran, what's the other one? They're real boring one. Presbyterian, they're boring. You get outside of that shit, then it gets interesting. Assembly of God, Church of God, Church of Christ, Church of Scientists of God, and all this kind of weird bullshit.
What did he mean by he spoke words to the president or at the president? Did he cast a spell?
Yes!
Of some sort?
He was anointed by Jesus Christ!
I gave you a +5 protection spell.
Didn't you watch Harry Potter? Right. They had all kinds of spells. Yeah. Illuminous, Veratum,
D&D,
blah,
we had
blah,
scrolls
blah.
And shit. Oh, yeah. You had armor that would help you?
Armor? How did that work?
An amulet?
I will cast you out with my golden amulet.
All kinds of fun shit.
What did you have? What was your thing? Armor?
Depends on which character we're talking about.
Enchanted dildo of Eden.
The head of the Assemblies of God.
Right.
One of the great leaders
he really is.
Of our day.
He really is.
And he spoke man. Words.
Strong.
It was so funny. He was sharing.
It's Mad Libs. Strong. Strong. Yes.
He spoke words. Strong. She's having her own combo. She's off. That's why you can't talk to her directly. You just got to let her go like this.
She probably won't answer a question.
She got all discombobulated.
Yes.
When he asked her a direct question.
Die.
He really is.
And he spoke words.
Strong.
It was so funny. He was sharing about unnecessary swearing.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and at that moment, the man who did this minute, much of this unnecessary swearing was being let go.
So the day they were there was the day the mooch screwed the pooch.
Okay. God, I lost the whole through couple line weeks of this. Ago. I'm just listening to Lori say shit in the background.
So apparently this God King of 86 million people
86 million.
Spoke some magic words
right
to the president or at the president or somewhere in the White House or something. I don't know. Maybe he and Jim were standing at the urinal together and he said some magic words between taps.
Yes.
And he said
right
that it was about unnecessary swearing, and now they're all like, and that was the day that the mooch got fired for all the potty language that he said on that phone call.
Right, yeah.
You know, and at that moment, the man who did this minute, much of this unnecessary swearing, was being let go. This was not a social meeting.
No.
The president has asked for the pastors, the leaders
yes.
of Christianity, to come and advise them.
That's right. And they're listening. And the reason for the meeting was uh-oh. So that he can get the group of Christian leaders that have a platform to share the truth of what's really going on that you don't get to hear on the media. And so it was our first time, all of us together. There was a few separate meetings over a course of a couple days. And it was very exciting because at the end of our time together with these other leaders, we took a group picture. We wrote a letter to the president.
Wow, listen to Lori. This is like Hamlet for her.
You know what? She loves this shit. She loves it so much. It's like, I almost feel bad making fun of this lunatic because she is just a child. It sounds like she's talking about her trip to Disney World. And I met Mickey and Minnie and Goofy and God damn it.
We took a group picture. We wrote a letter to the president, and Paula White herself delivered it on President Trump.
Paula White is that prosperity gospel.
Oh my.
That Trump says is his favorite pastor.
Oh yeah.
Of course.
Oh yeah. She sounds like a kid, though, Lori. I mean, she's like, and then and then we.
Oh, right. Then I saw Snow White, and then I read the teacups.
A letter to the president, and Paula White herself delivered it on President Trump's desk. Now, let me.
Trump wasn't there.
Yes.
Paula White walked in and put that letter right down on that desk.
Do you think this is an affectation?
No.
She sounds so odd. Do you think these are drugs?
Well, she admits that she was addicted to drugs in the past, right?
Say the word.
And didn't she have like 18 abortions or something
Yes. Say the word desk.
Who?
Say desk.
Desk.
Desk. How does she say it like that? Desk. I mean, God damn.
Delivered it on President Trump's desk. Now, let me just give you a little tidbit of what the staff members told us that are right next to the president. They said, for instance, he had just done some type of a bill and it was to help Christians. He came home that night, the night before, there were 20 letters from evangelical pastors on his desk saying thank you. He said he was so thrilled to get those 20 letters of thank yous.
Oh boy.
When reality, the staff member said, it should have been 20,000 letters. But people think that your letters aren't going to get to the president. Well, guess what? They get to this president.
But you just said they don't.
Yeah,
you just said 20 letters
don't.
From you guys made it to the desk of the president because his buddy,
right,
a fleecer of old white people like you, took it in there and hand-delivered it.
Lori, as crazy as this fucking sounds, and I can't believe I'm saying it,
God.
To the president, you and your loony, crooked husband, you're VIPs. And by the way, just because your motherfucking letter made it to Trump's motherfucking desk, it made it to his desk, he didn't read it.
Well, and she just...
Do you think he read it?
She just contradicted herself.
Yes. What do you mean? Like, they just said,
Well, by saying that the she said only 20 letters are sitting on that desk, but the staffer said it should have been 20,000.
Right.
So you think your letters don't make it, but they do. Well, you just said they don't. 20 of your letters made it.
So, but that's 20 of 20,000. That's not a lot.
Thank yous. When reality, the staff member said, it should have been 20,000 letters.
Oh, and, yeah, bullshit. Oh, yeah, bullshit.
Your letters aren't going to get to the president. Well, guess what? They get to this president. And so leaders need to, one thing they're
especially
saying.
Especially from pastors and Christian leaders.
I think that was a clap track.
Was it really?
Did you hear that? I mean, yeah. Listen to the way that the applause cuts off.
Leaders need to, one thing they're
especially
saying.
Especially from pastors and Christian leaders.
Need to say
he
thank
will read
you.
Every word of it because he's looking for the pulse of what God is doing
that's
in our country.
Oh, he's on the pulse of what God. I didn't mean to play that much, but holy shit.
It was great. I mean,
Lori gets a soliloquy.
I mean, death.
The real scary part is that fraud made it to the White House.
That's
and apparently got a letter to the desk of the president.
Yeah, and Lori's talking to the staff. Oh, God, who would you want to talk to on Schittler's staff? You want to hang out with Stephen Miller? Go down to the espresso bar, get a little cappuccino, talk about...
I think Sarah Huckabee's probably a lot of laughs.
Oh, yeah, sure. What does she like to talk about? How she hates, you know, non-Christians and poor people and shit like that? Don't ask her questions about her dad.
Right.
What was it growing up with Daddy Huckabee? What's
he
like
to have a brother that kills animals?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that one. God, what a house of horrors that White House is. You got Steve Bannon, Mr. fucking Nazi himself. Stephen Miller, Nazi Jr.
This Gorka.
That's Uncle Nazi.
Who?
Everybody's a Nazi.
I was on MSNBC today. It was funny. It was on Belshi and Rule again. Stephanie Rule is awesome. Because apparently Twitter was outraged at them giving a voice to this Nazi fuck.
Yes.
Sebastian Gorka. And Stephanie Ruhle was having none of it. After they came back from a commercial break, she was like, listen, people on Twitter, this is, like it or not, a senior assistant to the president who speaks for the administration. So whether I like what he is saying or not, we are going to probably have him on our show.
God, you know, yeah. But I get where people are coming from. But
like, why do you have them on?
They're our government!
Well, right? Yeah. Why do you cover Trump's tweets? He's our president!
We don't have a fucking choice. But, you know, the difference is, before the election or during the election, they covered it and they didn't, you know, nobody called him out for being racist. I mean, I think you can cover his shit and say, oh, this is racist or this is sexist or whatever, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would hope.
You're right, though. It is weird. Like, you're MSNBC, you know, I don't know. You're going to have this Gorka guy on.
Ugh.
You really are giving some weird Nazi throwback. Hey, what happened to that Nazi guy that got punched in the face? It was hilarious. What was
Richard
that?
Spencer? He's still around.
Oh, yeah. Captain Hipster. Hitler Hipster. Fuck you, Richard. Suck my dick.
Sebastian Gorka was on...
Yes.
MSNBC.
God, I can't get over that fucking Lori shit, man.
With, he was on with...
The fact that he's strong.
Belshin Rule. And he was asked... He's a national security. He's on the national security advisor.
Oh.
Oh, God. He's the guy that wore the
Nazi
the
medal.
Nazi club Hungarian medal or something like that on his weird his weird jacket that he wore to the inauguration. And he is also the guy that said after Trump won the time of the pajama boy is over. The alpha male, the alpha males are moving into the White House.
Pajama boy cocks, we are coming for you. Nine!
So they were talking about the horrific
pajama
explosion in the horrific explosion in Minnesota of that mosque.
Oh yeah, that's horrible.
Which is being investigated as a hate crime.
Of course,
firebombed.
Yeah,
but of course, everyone on the right is squealing. They did it to themselves. Even Sebastian Gorka.
To destroy ISIS doesn't necessarily have an impact on these Western attackers. We don't have to get into a definitional argument here. What do you actually do to fight them?
To get the lone wolf lunatics.
That's a better way to say it.
There's no such thing as a lone wolf. You do know that. That was a phrase invented by the last administration to make Americans stupid.
This guy is in our government.
That
dude.
Was made by the last administration to make Americans look stupid.
But what do they always say when a white guy does something like this? They're always like, oh, it's a lone wolf. It's not terrorism.
Right. And some of these terrorists here are even lone wolf. But he is going to say that by his definition, if they got radicalized by ISIS videos, or
yes,
if they learned how to make a bomb through an ISIS video or something online,
right,
then they're not alone. They're not lone wolf. But it is. That means they're not connected to an official network. They weren't flown somewhere to Syria and taught how to build bombs and shit, or trained in a camp. They don't have a handler. The Boston bombers were lone wolves as far as they could tell.
I mean, if you're in the Trump administration, it's like, okay, guys, Sunday afternoon or whatever morning, we're sending people out to these stupid fucking interviews. Do you maybe tell, hey, Gorka, maybe you stay here and do some copying?
No, they love him.
Do they really?
Yeah.
This guy?
Trump was talking about making Stephen Miller director of communication. What? You know, and we've talked about this. What a profoundly unlikable group.
Oh, dude.
You know what I mean? I mean, just like 5 seconds into them speaking, You want to leave the room.
Think about it like this. If you had a kid, you brought your kid to work day at the White House. Say your kid's like, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old. Do you want to leave him alone in the room with Stephen Miller?
Don't even talk to
or Gorka?
Bannon?
Yeah.
Miller? Even Bannon might be a little more charming.
Yeah.
I've seen Bannon on interviews. He's not as instantly creepy.
But you have to
as
say,
a Stephen Miller or is this guy.
But all these people, you'd have to take your kid aside and say, hey, listen.
He's creepy, though.
They're going to talk about some Nazi shit in here, and that's not a good way to be. This is a White House! The worst people!
By the last administration to make Americans stupid. There has never been a serious attack. Let me finish. There has never been a serious attack or a serious plot that was unconnected from ISIS or Al-Qaeda, at least through the ideology and the TTPs.
Oh, well, there you go. The ideology.
But he's talking.
But the definition we use of lone wolf means they're not connected to a network.
But he's like,
he's saying if they watch the video and they believe in the ideology, then they're connected.
But he's only talking about brown people that do terrorism.
Oh, well, wait.
At least through the ideology and the TTPs, the tactics, the training, the techniques, and the procedures that they supplied through the internet. Never happened. It's bogus. This is an international global threat. What we have to do now is not only destroy organizations like ISIS, which we are doing, they will be annihilated, but also delegitimize the ideology. So it will become as heinous and as rejected as fascism and Nazism is today. That black flag of ISIS has to be globally rejected like the swastika.
So you can guess what Sebastian Gorka spends his time doing.
Oh, yeah. That black flag of ISIS has to be rejected.
Well, I think he got the job. He used to be on Fox, of course.
Oh, okay.
And he was a terrorism expert, wink, wink, wink. And wasn't there a question about his credentials? Like, at one point, like, the people were like, wait, where does he come off? He's never worked for any government in a real capacity before.
No,
he's like some asshole who investigates shit on the internet or something.
He's a big, fat, creepy fascist.
Calls himself an expert.
But Trump loves these guys. He loves big, fat,
alpha
creepy
male.
Fascist. Oh, yes.
I walk around with my shirt off like Vladimir Putin does.
You are a cuck.
Pussy pajama boys.
That's right. That is the weirdest thing. I've never... What does that mean, pajama boys? Just like they're like effeminate?
I guess.
Not manly?
I guess.
Pajama
boys? Real men don't wear pajamas.
ideology. So it will become as heinous and as rejected as fascism and Nazism is today. That black flag of ISIS has to be globally rejected like the swastika. And we will work with our Muslim partners to overtly and covertly delegitimize their message. That's the definition of victory. When people don't want to become jihadis, that's when we will have won.
Well, let's talk about a different kind of partners. Let's talk about the mosque in Minneapolis that was attacked. We've heard from Governor Mark Dayton calling it a terror attack, this attack that took place over the weekend. Will the White House be commenting on it?
When we have some kind of finalized investigation, absolutely. So,
God damn.
Remarkably silent. Also, Trump has had, I think somebody counted 30 plus, may it be up to 40 now. He's really, it must be raining in Jersey because he hasn't, he must not be playing golf.
Does he have a pool? Does he go swimming at all? Or is he sitting in a hot tub?
There's probably a pool at Bedminster, right?
Yeah. I just wonder what he does.
He was treating up a storm today.
Yeah. He didn't read. He didn't read a book or anything like that, you think?
Yeah, I don't know what I was talking
about. Did all these fucking his henchmen like Miller and Sarah Huckabee, do they all go with him to this fucking
No, I don't think so.
Where are they?
I think some back at the White House. Working.
But it's being renovated.
Oh, well, maybe they had to go across the street some offices or some shit, or they're working from home.
Just wondering where all the little evil fucknuts are.
You know, there's a great rule. All initial reports are false. You have to check them. You have to find out who the perpetrators are. We've had
unless it looked like a Muslim might have done it.
Then
you run screaming to the media and proclaim it radical Islamic terror, Islam. But if it's possibly a white guy.
Yes. Fuck that.
Then. You have to assume it's false. So he's coming from this bullshit that now every hate crime is a false flag. He's about to say, well, let him say it.
Kind of finalized investigation, absolutely. So, you know, there's a great rule. All initial reports are false. You have to check them. You have to find out who the perpetrators are. We've had a series of crimes committed, alleged hate crimes by right-wing individuals in the last 6 months that turned out to actually have been propagated by the left.
Propagated by the left. There have been a small number of crimes that were... It wasn't false flags. It just turned out to not be. It turned out to be like the one guy that threw a Molotov cocktail or something at a mosque. Turned out to be one of their own members who was pissed off or something like that. But it wasn't trying to. It wasn't a false flag to accuse the right of hatred.
It was a personal thing.
Right. And there have been a couple instances of people claiming to have been attacked that weren't.
Right. Okay.
Far outnumbered by the number of people who have been attacked and the real number of incidents that have happened.
And hate crimes are on the rise.
But as usual, these assholes cherry pick one or two instances, just like every illegal immigrant is a killer, rapist, thief, criminal.
Is this scapegoating? It's fucking scapegoating. It's fascism, man. That's what
they need.
Fucking ugly Nazis do.
Individuals in the last 6 months that turned out to actually have been propagated by the left. So let's wait and see. Let's allow the local authorities to provide their assessment, and then the White House will make its comments.
But sir, the president commented on an attack that took place in London just a couple months ago before we had additional information.
Stephanie Ruhle is not letting him get away with his shit.
I remember that.
I will not talk to you anymore. Let me talk to the man.
Yeah, Trump said something totally shitty.
When they did, it was, wasn't it the Ariana Grande? He didn't wait 5 minutes and blamed Islam. Was that it?
Forgot about that. Yeah. That's the Ariana Grande thing.
Which it ended up being, but it was at the same point in the investigation where you don't proclaim anything.
We need our president and our fucking leaders like this Gorka guy to be like responsible.
To be gone. Oh.
Yeah, you're right. The resist these fuckers. Because this is... It's not insightful. What do I say that? It incites people.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of insightful.
See, let's allow the local authorities to provide their assessment, and then the White House will make its comments.
But, sir, the president commented on an attack that took place in London just a couple months ago before we had additional information confirming exactly what happened.
Well, sometimes an attack is unequivocally clear for what it is. When somebody shouts Allahu Akbar as they're stabbing a police officer, it's pretty clear it's not a case of the mafia robbing a bank. Wouldn't you say so?
So you think that somebody throwing a...
What a cuddle bear, huh? What a nice guy.
He just said... He just got through saying it's not clear. These things aren't always what they seem.
Right.
And then he just said things sometimes are what they seem.
Bomb into the window of a mosque. It could be something else. It could be it's fuzzy ground as to
the
what
question
that
of
might
who
be.
Does it is a question. When you've had people fake hate crimes in the last 6 months with some regularity, I think it's why.
It's not true.
Don't you to find out what exactly is going on before you make statements when in fact they could turn out to be not
sir,
who you are expecting?
You don't have to make a statement about who did it, but you can make a public statement denouncing how terrible it would be to attack a building of worship.
That's fine, and I'm sure the president will do that.
And why do you think he hasn't? I mean, it's not like in the last 48 hours the president hasn't tweeted. He's tweeted about his base. He's tweeted about a U.S. senator. He's tweeted about the failing New York Times, and he's made no mention of that mosque.
And no mention of the Osprey that went down, and three U.S. forces lost their lives.
Oh, my
no
God,
no mention.
Yeah.
No right. mention. But he tweeted the failing Amazon, Washington Post, and the low-rated New York Times.
What a bunch of garbage.
He's finding time for Festivus. Can't
right.
fucking tweet about loss of life of soldiers.
That is disgusting.
Or a bombing of a place of worship.
How do...
But again,
God.
Had it been Mount Fuckwad's Southern Baptist Church that had gotten bombed... We would be seeing nothing but on his Twitter stream.
Oh, fuck yeah.
He's also made no mention of the three fallen Marines who lost their lives off the coast of Australia.
I'm not going to give social media advice to a man who basically won the election in large part thanks to his understanding of social media.
Oh, he's such a genius. I'm not going to give him advice on what to tweet and what not to tweet. God, this guy, between him and
God
Stephen Miller,
evil.
There's really, it's just the point where you can't listen to them anymore. They're so vile and loathsome.
What do they do when they wake up in the morning? Pour some coffee and eat a baby?
I mean, God.
So evil.
Election in large part thanks to his understanding of social media and to destroy the fake news industrial complex's predictions about who would win the last election. So just hold your horses, count to 10, and the president will do what he deems fit.
What a fucking asshole.
Oh my God.
That's over at the HuffPo.
Jesus.
But that was from MSNBC.
Have we ever seen Bannon out on these shows interviewed? I don't remember.
Not very frequently, yeah.
He Why stays. Is that? Is he just...
Because right after the election, everybody started talking about President Bannon.
Oh, I see. He's smart.
Yeah, yeah.
Bannon's not going to fuck it up.
Yeah, and Trump got pissed.
Right. And Bannon also looks like a big fucking slob. I mean...
Well, and Trump was allegedly pissed about that book that came out recently, too, that about Bannon. And that Bannon, without Bannon, Trump wouldn't be president. And that allegedly really pissed him off. Like, people taking credit for my victory when it was me.
But really, I mean, even presidents that aren't total shitstorms like Schittler. I mean, there is someone there that's probably, you know, could take some credit for getting them into office. I mean, why wouldn't Trump think of it like that, I guess? I mean, I don't know. God, these Nazi fuckers.
No, they're all bad shit.
Sounds like a creep, man. He said, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, he's really one of the really creepier ones.
And you know the thing with the Nazi medal or whatever the fuck he was wearing, if you're gonna go to the trouble to hang a medal on your shirt to wear it, you're telling me that you're not gonna know. That's not making a statement. What are you looking at? You just did a facepalm. Facepalm.
Hot off the presses today from the Jabba the Gunt show.
Rush Limbaugh.
Fuck you.
Excellence in broadcasting.
Oh, yes. What a dickhead this guy is.
You just got to hear this. Here's Rush Limbaugh today.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to turn off these TVs. I'm going to have to turn off these TVs.
He's watching Fox.
Okay.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to turn off these TVs. I'm going to have to turn off these TVs in here. There's another woman up there that I can tell you just had plastic surgery, and it's depressing and it's distracting, and all of this is distracting. I'm going to have to turn them off. I'm not going to tell you that. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who it is. You think I'm going to say this and maybe be wrong about it? It could just be an excessive amount of makeup, but I don't think so. It's just a distraction. The whole thing is just a distraction. I'm not even going to tell you that. On the Fox show, it's nothing but eight pairs of legs that you see. Who can do a program when all you see is eight pairs of legs with the skirts halfway up the thigh? Here, where is it? Well, what do they expect us to do here?
What are they? Oh my God. I can't work when I feel the tip of my dick pushing into the bottom of my gunt.
Did he think he was off the air?
No.
He did this?
No. So he's not watching Fox. I don't know what he was watching, but he then goes on to talk about Fox and all the legs.
How do they expect us to work?
What is he he's complaining that he can't
concentrate. He's a big manly man, Ryan. He's all distracted by the...
I'm so virile.
All the hot women's...
Oh, God.
You know, he wants to blow his seed upon.
Oh, you know, Rush, just have a little, I don't know, empathy. You know, how do you think they feel when you waddle by? They must get all hot and bothered.
What do they expect us to do here?
What do they expect us to do? Just go jack off right on the air, right for all your assistants.
God.
Why is he so mean to the people at work? He's like... He said, somebody had plastic surgery, and the person said, oh, who? He's like, you think I'm going to say, you fucking asshole?
I'm not going to say.
God, what a curmudgeon.
I'm not going to say.
Rush, you're a dick face. No offense. You're a dickhead. So what? So fucking what? Somebody told them to wear that dress. You're going to yell at those chicks because they're dressed, you know, their thighs showing. God. You know, don't say chicks, I guess.
In that same... In that same vein.
Yes.
Yay.
Why are the right-wing nut jobs so loony? Why?
Yay. Yay.
Goddamn, Lori.
From the Alex Jones show.
Oh, this is the King Poobah.
He's losing his mind.
Oh, yeah?
Again.
Very, very clear here. On my own. If you're from Japan, if you're from Somalia... If you're from Mexico, if you're from the United States, if you are from...
You think they have permission? What song
is that? What song is that?
Jungle
Life.
Something like that, yeah. Dun,
dun, dun. I love that song. God.
If you're from Japan, if you're from Somalia, if you're from Mexico, if you're from the United States, if you are from Timbuktu in Egypt, I want you to succeed. I want you to have a great life. I want you to be empowered. I want you to forget about the limelight and Hollywood and the globalist and realize the fascination, the great connection in the universe to, quote, Rush and their great 1970s hit, Limelight.
He's quoting.
He loves
the band,
music,
Rush.
Man. You know that song? Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a great song, man.
70s hit, Limelight. That says it all. Not the false illumination of the Hollywood lights, but the real illumination of realizing we're part of a great compendium of God's mind.
What?
Oh,
what's a
brother.
Compendium? I'm a compendium.
It's an amazing time to be alive. And that said, you know, they took a piece.
That said, I've got some new horny goat weed pills.
Yeah, right.
That'll make your cock throb.
Are you supposed to rub colloidal silver on your balls? Yes or no?
Alive.
Just like the Tin Man.
Yeah.
That said, you know, they took a piece and edited it down and attacked me and tried to turn it into something to hurt me.
Oh, here we go.
And it gave us all these new fans with leftists and others who are now following us, listening, and are being deprogrammed. Because being lectured all day by Brian Stelter is so boring. Tune into this, man. I'm a real maniac. This is real.
Agreed.
Concur.
Oh, I agree. You're entertaining, dickhead.
And yeah, I talked to the president.
Oh,
no.
Boy.
God.
That's grounds for impeachment right there. The fact that he speaks to Alex Jones should be enough to set the Republicans over the edge.
I was distracted by the tunes, but I love that song. But at the beginning, he's talking about, it's like, if you're in Japan, Somalia, whatever. Some.
Lady. I want you to succeed. I want you to have a great life.
But why did he name those places? I mean, it's just he thought of it off the top of his fucking head.
This man, I'm a real maniac. This is real. And yeah, I talked to the president. And yeah, I'm writing memos. And yeah, we're taking the world back. And yeah, we're kicking Al Gore's big ugly ass around the block.
What's wrong?
Why?
We have scammers. And you want to fight? You got one. You're getting ready for some physical coup? Fill your hand.
Oh, here we go again.
Fill your hand.
You're
get
looking
your gun.
For a physical coup? Fill your hand.
He just said something really funny. Now I forgot what it was. What was it? Oh, Al Gore's big ugly ass? That's not nice. I mean, that's
fat shaming.
We hate scammers. And you want to fight? You got one. You're getting ready for some physical coup? Fill your hand. Turd blossoms?
She ain't turd blossoms?
Fill your hand. Turd blossoms?
He's great, man. He's great.
Fill your hand. Turd blossoms? We're going to ram heads with you.
What?
We're crazier than you. God, it's like road warrior. I'm like the guy chained up in the front of the truck, and they gotta, you know, cut the chains when it's time to go crazy. We're living for this, scum.
The guy chained to the front of the truck was playing the guitar, wasn't he? He must be thinking of the different.
What does that mean? Cut the chains when it's time to go crazy.
From the Mad Max movie.
Holy shit! What was that? Cutting the chains?
Well, I don't. I remember the guy. Maybe it's the earlier Mad Max movie. Was there a guy with, in chains on the front of a that they had to cut the chains to
Mel
let
Gibson.
Go crazy?
Yeah. Oh, I see.
I don't remember specifically. I remember the newer version of Mad Max where the guy was like playing the guitar.
Oh yeah,
on the front of it.
God, that was a great movie.
Living for this, scum. We're gonna burn you politically to the ground. Comprende? And if I get burned up in the midst of it, my fat will just be accelerant in the fight. But I don't have a death wish.
Oh, listen to self-deprecating
so
Alex.
Funny, man. It's an accelerant.
I'm going to be like a giant citronella candle.
Oh, yeah. Keep the mosquitoes away.
And if I get burned up in the midst of it, my fat will just be accelerant in the fight. But I don't have a death wish. You love death. That's why I'm throwing myself against you.
There you go. That's
you love death
from Media Matters.
That's why I'm throwing myself.
What does that mean? Well, that's the I'm rubber, you're glue.
Okay. I don't know what it means. I don't know. I mean, I'm just thinking about him burning up and his fat as an accelerant.
My fat's going to be the accelerant.
Oh, wow. Don't burn up Al Gore's big fat ass, ugly ass, his ugly ass. Man, you're a dick.
Molotov cocktails made out of.
Al Gore ass Alex fat. Jones. That is so.
His big fat ass.
You know, it's so funny, rant and raves. He plays all this like great soft 80s rock at the beginning.
Which, again, I wonder if they know about it.
No. How could they not, though? I mean, a lot of people listen to this bullshit. They listen to this show. They love it. I'm sure he has to have the rights or some sort of licensing deal with like ASCAP, right? Or some music bullshit. Who cares? God,
I assume they're probably happy to make the money.
He's the nuttiest of all the nuts we played today. Maybe.
Alex?
Maybe Lori. Maybe Lori.
Lori seems
off
like
the chain. I don't know.
Lori seems like a nice person somewhere down there.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say you want somebody to run an errand for you. Something simple like go to the store, buy me some milk, bring it back. I'm not asking Lori. I don't know that she can cross the street.
How dare you?
I'm serious.
Poor Lori.
Well, yeah, she's high as fuck.
High life.
I got hit by a freight train.
I'm high on life.
Yeah. She's not high on life. It ain't life.
Jim Baker's like, I have another bucket of Xanax for you, dear.
How much food do you have to sell, Jim, to keep your wife medicated? It must be so much.
Yay. I guess we're facing another debt ceiling threat, this time from the Republicans within their own party again.
I mean, do we care? Because we're getting fire and fury from North Korea. We're going to light everything up. Who gives a fuck?
Again, I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about this asshole.
Yeah.
Poking.
I mean, if we get nuked and you're anywhere near Alex Jones, you're going to go up in a white fireball of accelerant fat.
Right.
You know,
people are calling for Dennis Rodman to save the day.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Send in Dennis. I mean, I saw him on that horrible celebrity rehab. He did a showed a brain scan.
They told him he needs to stop drinking because it's actually destroying his brain.
Yeah, you dickhead. And it's Dennis Rodman's brain. So what? I don't mean to be an asshole.
Apparently a piece, somebody at the HuffPost wrote a funny piece that says, only you can save us now, Dennis Rodman.
It's true. It's true, man.
That's trend. That's why Dennis Rodman is trending on the Twitter.
I would assume, oh, he's dead. That's what I assume. If Dennis Rodman's trending on Twitter.
Along with North Korea and Glenn Campbell, who is dead.
Fuck you.
Sadly.
That's
sad. North Korea is not dead.
As well as Don Baylor.
As is International Cat Day.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know.
Kitties.
Those are your trending on the Twitter moments.
Trending on Twitter moments.
Ladies and germs.
Yay.
So, yeah. So these assholes in the House.
Yes.
The Freedom Caucus.
That's Louie Gohmert. Things of that nature.
I think he's one of them. Yeah. The hardline loonies.
Hard.
Have proposed a bunch of options.
Yes.
To the GOP leadership that will allow them to sign on with raising the debt limit.
Fuck you.
I'm getting to that point again where if we don't raise the debt limit, we will be listed as not paying our debts or something like that.
Does that
right?
matter?
And then it could affect the United States credit rating worldwide, blah, 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 blah.
Who
might
fucking
have effects.
Cares? We're all going to end up in a big firestorm of nuclear bullshit.
So these House conservatives gave a wish list of what they want in order to raise the debt limit.
Yes.
But what they probably will actually get or could actually get.
Okay.
Is nowhere near. You know, I'll tell you what they want.
What do they want?
And then they're saying Paul Ryan, the only way he might do it then is he might have to work with the Democrats and get the sane, quote, Republicans and the Democrats to sign on.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean then? He's pissing off the conservatives. And he's stuck.
What Democrat wants to work with Paul Ryan? Fuck you, idiot.
Depends on what they can get.
What
deal he makes with them to raise the debt limit. Limit's got to be raised or we're fine.
Yeah.
The House Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows from North Carolina.
Fuck you.
Said the Freedom Caucus wants adding debt prioritization language to a limit increase, which means they would prioritize Treasury debt payments ahead of other spending.
Okay.
They want a law written into the code with the Trump administration's rule, one regulation in, two regulations out.
Oh, my. But that's arbitrary bullshit.
It's ridiculous.
Fucking Trump garbage. Fuck that. That's stupid. Has the Freedom Caucus done anything that's not stupid? Have they done anything that's good? What have they done that helps our country? Anything?
They say that none of these are looking all that likely.
Yes.
With any limit on borrowing increase, you're going to need at least 8 Senate Democrats.
Right.
And it says there's little incentives for Democrats to give in.
Yeah, why would they? Why? God, I don't understand. I don't fucking get it. The GOP, they have the House, they have the Congress, they have the presidency. Why can't they do anything? Why do they suck so fucking hard?
The Democrats want to guarantee that funds to reimburse health insurance companies, you know, this gun that Trump is holding to the head. I'm not going to pay the subsidies. And then claim that Obamacare died when he takes the food away from it. So, of course, it's going to die.
You've got your boot on its fucking throat, dick face.
They want that put in there.
Yes.
Or no debt limit raised for you.
Right. Perfect.
The Trump administration is threatened to withhold these funds.
Yeah.
One Democratic aide said that negotiations haven't even really begun, but a lot of Democratic members are uneasy about approving more debt only to allow Republicans to cut taxes for the wealthy as a result. They're like, we don't want to raise the debt so that you guys say, look, we raised the debt this much, so now we can give tax cuts to the rich people this much.
Yeah, I mean, why would you trust the GOP to do the right thing?
You can't.
Ever.
Can't. Ryan's office, Paul Ryan, is saying it's too early to comment on the negotiations.
Right.
Your office may say that, too.
Sure.
I don't know. I haven't contacted your people.
Send a missive. I'll comment on it right now. It's shit. It's garbage. Suck my dick. How do you like that?
Conservatives are saying that Ryan's position is tenuous, especially if he tries to pass a clean debt ceiling raise with the help of every Democrat and a small coalition of Republicans. They might say, all right, let's just pass it clean. No attachments, no
pork.
Addenda.
Addendit.
Mark Meadows said it would be extremely difficult for a Republican speaker to put forward a clean debt ceiling and look his conference in the face and believe he's done a job well done.
You guys haven't done anything, any job. Nothing's well. Nothing's done. You're garbage. You're all garbage.
One member speaking on the condition of anonymity.
Oh, shit.
Said that if Ryan puts forward a clean debt ceiling raise, quote, it becomes the start of the end of the Ryan speakership.
Oh, shit.
So this is where they were before, remember, when they weren't sure that Ryan would get the votes because the Loony Freedom Caucus thought he might work with Democrats. So we vote for him.
But you guys, on some level, more than anything, you should want to work. I mean, You want to get, you're the government,
How do they rip out Obamacare? Obamacare, root and branch. How do we scrub all the Negro off of the White House?
Is this the shittiest Congress ever?
You know, I thought it was the last one, but fuck.
This sucks.
This one's pretty shit-tastic.
I mean, I really don't get the function of the Freedom Caucus. I mean, what do they fucking do? No, I get it. They just fuck it up. They're just shoving crosses up our assholes.
Well, right.
That's what they do.
They're the ones that I think are anti-American because the whole thing is built on compromise and working together. And they're right here saying our way or the highway. We're the majority we're the minority inside the majority group right now, party. But we're going to hold the rest of the majority hostage if we don't get 100% of our way.
Why? Because they have a bunch of stupid fucking people electing them into office, and all they have to do to tell these idiots, it's like, hey,
please,
we tried. Yeah.
Right. We're going to be back tomorrow, 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific, 4 to 6 Central.
Unless the world gets fucking blown up.
3 to 5 for you mountain type folks.
Fuck you.
Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed or his Instagram feed at Radar Comedy or his website, which is radarcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And don't forget, if you want to help us out here, buy shit through our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
We get paid, baby.
Have a great evening, everybody.
Who knows what's up? I don't have a fucking idea.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.